hope this episode finds you all doing well, or just finds you wherever you're at. That's kind of where I'm coming from this morning. You know, I always want to say, I hope this finds you well, but the chances are that things might not be so great, and that is completely okay. You know, this week, I've had another week of a roller coaster with my mental state. I hate to use the word illness. I don't know why I struggle so much with that word. I don't want to put a label on it because I don't want anything to define me. And I've always been that way. I don't want it to ever be an excuse, to ever call it my, you know, my mental illness, my mental struggle, because I don't want it. I don't want a label. That's just me personally. I don't know why I'm that way. Maybe it's because I'm so stubborn. I don't know. But this week, again, has been another roller coaster in the life of Jane and her battle with mental blah, blah, blah. We call it that. But I also don't want to take away from it either, because mental illness is real and I have it. And so just understand my heart there that, if I don't want to call it mental illness with me, it has nothing to do with the fact that it's real and it is. The diagnosis is there. The lifelong struggle has been there, so I know what it is. But I'll get people that ask me, especially, some of my closest friends that know that I battle with it, how I'm doing. And most of the time, I say what they want me to, what I know they want to hear, because I know how I am sometimes when I ask somebody how you're doing. Do you really want to know how they're doing? I mean, come on. Or do you want to hear the, oh, I'm doing great. I'm doing better. Things are improving. Yada, yada, yada. Because I do that, you know, especially when I'm asking from a place of not an honest, it wasn't really an honest question. It was just like, conversation thing. And I got to work on that, you know. But anyway, when someone is sick or they're hurting or whatever, you know, you're hoping to hear, oh, I'm doing better. You know, things are doing better. I know even like with Piper right now, people are asked how she's doing and they want to hear she's doing better. She's doing good, you know. But that's just not the truth. You know, that baby has struggles every single day. And to, you know, for me to say, oh, she's doing better just to make that other person feel more comfortable is a lie. But I do it, you know, because most of the time I just don't want to get into a conversation, especially with someone who really doesn't want to listen. So for the most part, I can just say I'm doing great, put on that fake smiley face and just move on. And I want to just kind of start here, you know, with mental illness and struggles, and just let me be really, really clear with that. You do not have to be diagnosed with a mental illness disorder to struggle mentally. I don't think there's a person free of mental struggle. Some of ours last longer. Some of ours are deeper. Some of ours are chemical. Some of ours are a physical thing that we sometimes just can't control, and circumstances do not trigger them. But then some of us just have the daily life struggles, excuse me, that cause us to, you know, get a little bit weak, to get a little bit mentally exhausted. And I don't think that ever goes away, you know. And so while you might ask, well, why does mental struggles not go away. And it's because we live this L-I-F-E called life. And we live it on this big blue planet called Earth that since Adam and Eve has been cursed with sin. And then we have this dude called the devil, Satan, whatever, that is constantly attacking us and wanting to take us down. And for the most part, the mind is, you know, the number one target. If he can get us there, he can get us in lots of other places. So, you know, and then we live in this body, this flesh that has been problemed with sin since the moment we came out of the womb. So struggle, my sisters, we struggle. You know, struggle's kind of like in our DNA because sin is here. And that battle begins the moment we take our first breath. And that is where the spiritual battle begins. Because there's no doubt that this is a spiritual battle. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the power of the dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Ephesians 6:12. Struggle. Some versions of the Bible on that verse, they use the word wrestle, fight, battle, conflict. You know, and just, I'm just tired thinking about all those. You know, sometimes I'm completely depleted. Yesterday evening, I found myself completely done, finished, depleted. Just wanted to go to sleep. But you know what? Right in those places, there's always Jesus. I told my husband this morning that one minute I have a grip and I'm ready to go, and then the next minute I am totally overwhelmed. You know, but I know where my help comes from. I know where to find my strength, but sometimes, like I said in my last podcast, it's just hard to do that. This morning, it took me some time, took me some coffee before I could actually put on my warrior paint and get ready for battle. I even put the Bible in my hand, and sometimes I use God as a quick fix. Yeah, I just admitted that. I just want a quick little shot of peace and let me move on. I want a quick little shot of calmness and let me move on. Just fix me quick, Lord, because I don't have time for this and I've got things that I need to do. So I opened up his word this morning, and yeah, I'm like, okay, I'm just going to open this Bible and he's magically going to fix me. And make no mistake, he can do that. But this morning, it wasn't that. I was reading scripture that normally gives me a jolt of energy, like that caffeine in that coffee gets me ready to go, but they weren't working this morning. And I felt myself getting a little bit frustrated because I was like, okay, why are these not working? Why are these not working? Why is God not snapping my mind back into a place of calmness and peace? But this morning, he had something more for me. He wanted to teach me a little bit of patience. His word wasn't about, you know, eating spinach and getting that spiritual muscle that Popeye gets instantly sometimes. That's not where he had me this morning. He needed a specific verse for me, and I had to keep flipping and keep reading and him finally getting me to where he wanted me in his word. And that was in 1 Corinthians. And, the verse is 1 Corinthians 3:16, and it's the second half. And in my Bible, it had been underlined and highlighted many times, and I needed to see that. And it said, but we, and I have put in parentheses, Jane, has the mind of Christ. But we, sisters, you and I, children of the king, daughters, princesses, have the mind of Christ. I read that and I just wanted to jump up and shout. I had to walk to another part of the house really quick and I just kept saying it over and over and over. But I have the mind of Christ. But I have the mind of Christ. But I have the mind of Christ. And then I came back and sat back down where I was. And I'm like, oh, it's time to write. Because I needed to write. I needed to journal. I needed to put this into a devotional for me, if not for someone else. And so I got my laptop out, got my coffee, both of my cats, and just started writing. And 964 words later, here I am and doing my podcast as well. I have goosebumps and I feel like I could, like, you know, what do they say? What is that saying about charging hell with a water gun? That's the power that I feel right now. So anyway, and I just had to be patient about it because the verses that I normally went to, they weren't going to do it. I needed something different. God needed me to hear the word mind and to know that this mind of mine that is my worst enemy so often, that has plagued me since I was a little girl, that is sick, that does have an illness, that does require medication, that does require nutrition, that does require exercise, all of those things that it does require. I'm not taking away from any of that, but it also has Christ, that my mind is the mind of Christ, and that is a game changer. And I know this, but I forget so often, you know, because God gives us all of those things I just mentioned. He gives us doctors, he gives us medicine, he gives us counselors, he gives us nutrition, exercise, meditation, all of the things to help us fight the mental conflicts and struggles and battles that are in our mind. But he also provides us with the mind of Christ. I'm repeating myself, and I'm going to repeat it again. When we become daughters of the King, we are also provided not only with the mind of Christ and all of the extra things that God gives us, we also have the armor of God. And that's in Ephesians 6, 14 through 17. Here's where I fail, and I'm wondering if anybody else fails too. We have all of this, and so many of us know we have that, but do we use them? You know, it's easier to use the things that God has provided us through doctors and medicine and the things that we can physically grab a hold of and use, but how often do we forget to use the spiritual weapons that he provides us as well. That mind of Christ and all of the armor of God. That's where we have to remember to be on alert and to be ready for battle. You know, and another thing too is we do not have to hide the battles that rage in our minds. We do not have to hide our weaknesses. We do not have to hide our struggles. In our weakness, who is strong? The word tells us that God is made strong in our weakness. So why do we continue to hide and lie about how we feel? And we put on that smiley face, or, you know, we post that happy picture, which we might have been happy in that picture. I'm not saying that when we post all the good on the Facebook that that's not real, because it is. But why don't we, you know, share some of the not so good too, so that God can be glorified in our weakness. That's a little extra. It wasn't in my devotional. I don't know where that came from. You're welcome. You know, when we try to hide it, I believe it's one of the main strategies Satan uses to take us down. You know, keeping us isolated and all alone in our pain and our suffering. You know, he even uses the word against us. He tries to take what we know to be true and twist it. You know, like, you're a child of a God. You are a child of God and should be able to defeat this on your own. If you tell people you are struggling, you'll be weak. They'll think less of you. You have a mind of Christ. So why can't you do this on your own? You have the full armor of God, and you still can't put a smile on your face? What's wrong with you? Maybe these are the things that you tell yourself. I know I tell me. You know, I'm reading, you have the mind of Christ. And Satan can easily twist that. You know, here's the deal. God does provide all of those things listed above in his word. And also says this one amazing truth that I have to go to time and time and time again. Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken. Ecclesiastes 4:12. Here, listen. This L-I-F-E was never ever meant to do alone. We must be honest, guys, and let others help us. We need people who will just listen to what we have to say, what we need to share, to give us godly advice, and most importantly, to pray for us, especially when we can't. Have you been there? I've been there so many times. For those who may be listening to this or reading it, maybe you don't have many mental struggles. You know, maybe you don't have mental illness. Praise God. But I want you to know that you still have a part in this. You still have a part of this being a member of the kingdom of God, okay? Be that two or three needed to help your family member or your friend or that stranger to not be overpowered. Do not, I repeat, do not be the person that says, just get over it. Because I can promise you this, Satan's already feeding them that lie. That person that's standing before you, that's trying to talk to you, that's trying to share, that needs to know they're not alone, okay? Satan's already telling them, just get over this and move on. Don't be that person. Don't be that person. And for you, the one that's in the middle of this battle, please know you are equipped to overcome. You are. You have it within you. Use every weapon in your arsenal that has been provided by the Lord our God, and F-I-G-H-T, fight, sister, fight. Take that fake smile off your face and put on that warrior paint, sister. Let's battle together and rejoice in this beautiful life we have been given. A life that is full of beauty and love and joy and peace and goodness. Jesus came here and gave his life to give us abundant life for now, while we're on this earth, while we're in the middle of all this suffering and pain and sin. He came to give us abundant life now, right in the middle of it all, and for eternity. You know, we get caught up in all the struggle of this life, and we're like, what's the point? Because the point is, there is so much beauty in this world right now. There's so much love. If we just look around, And we are needed right here, right now, for God's purpose. You know, John 10:10, one of the first scriptures that I taught, or that I really remember teaching in my children's ministry. The thief's purpose, the thief comes, different versions, only to steal, kill, and destroy. That's his whole point. That's Satan's whole point in your life, in my life. He may sugarcoat it. He may make it look like this beautiful gift, but his only purpose is to come to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus, he says, I came that they, you and me, sisters, my sweets, may have life and have it abundantly. I'm gonna leave it right there. Guys, you have a blessed day, because it is blessed regardless of what we're going through. And never, ever forget that you are enough. Bye.